Governor Sean Parnell signed a package of bills and resolutions today supporting gun rights. The signing took place at the Matanuska Valley Sportsman's Shooting Range near Palmer. Parnell says he wants to send a message.
The resolutions and the legislation we signed today are our declaration that we are strong supporters here in the last frontier of our Second Amendment.
One of the most controversial bills is Alaska's version of a Stand Your Ground bill. It allows a person to use deadly force if they're in a situation where they feel threatened, as long as they're not trespassing. In the past, you had an obligation to retreat if you could do so safely. The governor says the bill just reinforces the rights of law-abiding citizens.
And I was asked a couple questions earlier, just before signing the bill, about concerns raised about why, with all the people running around doing bad things with guns, why this legislation was important. And I thought, frankly, that's exactly why this legislation is important. And we're talking about a law-abiding citizen's right to stand his or her ground.
Representative Mark Newman, a Big Lake Republican, sponsored the bill. Newman tried to get nearly identical versions of the bill passed in 2010 and 11. The Department of Law at the time had concerns, saying it would encourage unnecessary violence in our state and that such a law could legalize and authorize vigilantism. When asked whether he was concerned that the Stand Your Ground law might spur cases such as the 2012 Trayvon Martin case in Florida, Senate President Charlie Huggins, who represents the Mat-Su, said this.
Is that Trayvon Martin was not a clean-cut young man. He had a history. So I'm not so sure that there wasn't some mischief that he had proven himself capable of and may have been getting ready to take place, but I wasn't there. But what happened with Trayvon Martin has no bearing, in my estimation, about what we're doing in Alaska.
Martin, 17, was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer who is claiming self-defense pending a second-degree murder trial, which is about to begin. In addition to the Stand Your Ground law, the governor signed a law clarifying that hunting and utility knives do not qualify as switchblades, and two other bills and two resolutions which fight what he called federal overreach. The new laws go into effect 90 days from their signing. The resolutions will be sent to the White House.